So when Boomer left yesterday, one of the things he was discussing and imploring and asking for was a Yankee sweep. And boy, oh boy, you got it last night, and you got it in a lot of good ways. There were, you know, there are some games that you can point to and say, this is the formula. And I thought last night was, because you had Gerrit Cole looking like Gerrit Cole.
He's been good for a while now, yeah.
He's been, yeah, I mean, he's returned to form. And in some ways, you might even say a little bit stronger. Like, he looks really good to me, and he looks like he's ready for October as we are getting into the latter stages of August now. So you hope he continues to build and get stronger and stronger and stronger. You had the Yankees scoring runs by, like we were discussing the other day, just putting the damn ball in play.
What a concept.
The ground ball, the third that stays in. You have what could be a double play ball, but Henderson can't handle the throw. You got a couple of home runs. You got guys contributing that haven't. Mm-hmm. Like, this was one of those games where you sit there and say, if this is what they can be, you know, don't go out and score 20 runs. Don't hit 9 home runs, but kind of do a little bit of everything. That's a good team last night.
Yes, and not having to score all those runs and hit a million homers at Camden Yards, because realistically, postseason-wise, you know, you'll get that game every now and then.
Sure.
But generally speaking, it's more of the low-scoring affair, because you've got good pitching against good pitching, or the teams don't get to the postseason or get deep enough. So yeah, to show the ability and the identity and the personnel to execute and win that type of game, it's really refreshing, quite honestly, you know, because we go through these long regular seasons and the Yankees have made a habit out of, it's not their fault, beating up on bad teams. Not that the Orioles are some sort of, you know, world beater themselves, but they're right in the mix.
They're mediocre.
Yeah, but they're, look, in a mediocre American League, they're one of the teams that's at least in contention for a spot or on the fringe of being in a playoff spot. And yeah, we've seen the Yankees go down to Camden Yards for years and dominate in many ways, shapes, and forms. But yeah, right now, an offense that have been struggling, still missing some key pieces. We know the pitching's been excellent. To see contributions up and down the lineup is refreshing. And, you know, you get 3-hit game for Spencer Jones, Luis Garcia Jr., who's wasn't as bad as Elliot Ramos had been, but hadn't exactly been tearing the cover off the ball. He has a big night. Ramos finally drives in his first Yankee run in his 14th game, and you kind of go up and down the order, and there's lots of good things to hang your hat on.
You brought up the Garcia home run. I love the fact that it came right after Beavers hits the home run, and you get
Beavers.
You get the answer like right back, and it was, you know, maybe Baltimore is going to, you know, string together some hits and maybe, you know, threaten a little bit. And the Yankees said, no, sir, as you get the home run from Garcia right off the bat. And I thought that was really good and really telling as well in terms of the response that you did get from this team. Jazz showed up. Pino was late in the game, but he gets you the RBI triple. It was just, like you said, one of those games where it felt like everybody contributed. The bullpen does a good job again. And, you know, for what has been such a...
Hey, Tiffany Stratton here from the WWE SmackDown. Tiffy time can be crazy, y'all, and when I get a break, that means it's Chumba time. Chumba Casino has hundreds of online social games and new titles landing every week. There's always something fresh to try, and the daily boosts make Chumba even more fun. They're little epiphanies that make my day sparkle. Ready for a fun way to switch off and take some time for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Strange season, because let's be honest, when they got off and running and Aaron Judge was healthy, they looked really good, and they've been very average ever since Judge got hurt. But at the end of the day, there's also something to be said for keeping your head above water.
Sure.
I think it's 16 or 17 games over 500 now at this point with this sweep, and you know, you're only 4 out in the AL East, and you still have games with Tampa to go. And by the way, the Orioles are not going to play the Rays this weekend. And on top of all of this, what the Yankees just did to Baltimore was significantly hurt them in their wild card chase, because they walked into the series, I believe it was tied for the wild, or maybe they were in sole possession of that third wild card spot. They lose all three, and now they're playing Tampa. So a lot happened this week in Baltimore for this team.
And it can change quickly. And now for the Yankees on this homestand that's coming up, you know, 2 more American League East opponents, 3 with the Jays starting tonight, and then on the back end, the 4-gamer with the Red Sox, including a doubleheader. So as we get to the end of August, understanding we'll still have a full month to go, but I think you're going to have a clearer picture of kind of where things stack up. And they're kind of in that nice intermediary right now where they've got a comfortable lead over the Red Sox for the top wild card spot, but certainly within shouting distance of Tampa. And look, the Rays have had their stretches where you just thought they'd never lose again. law of averages, a little, you know, regression to the mean. I feel like they're due for, you know, maybe a little bit more of a mediocre spot, and I think you've seen that in the last week or so. So I don't think it doesn't feel at all like the division is, you know, outside of the realm of possibility, especially if we continue to get positive and optimistic injury update reports.
And you got another one yesterday.
Yeah. So, you know, Bellinger starting the rehab assignment. And he was 1-for-3 as a DH for Scranton last night. Seems like short runway he'll need to get back, which can do nothing but help, I would think. Certainly for even from a defensive standpoint, you're adding another capable outfielder to the mix and a guy that was supposed to be a significant part of your lineup again. Maybe it hasn't been what it was last year, but still time for him to turn that around with the reinforcements they added at the trade deadline. And look, I've been as pessimistic on the Aaron Judge situation as anybody, and Peter agreed with me. We're still not fully convinced we're going to see him play again. But with each box that he checks and advancement in this progression, which is now tee work and, you know, hitting off the tee at Yankee Stadium, you know, you hope that we'll at least get a look at him in games, and then we can assess, hey, is this going to be close to 100% version of Aaron Judge, or is this going to be the severely limited version of Aaron Judge that we saw a couple years ago when he came back from the toe injury out in Dodger Stadium?
So I think that's the bigger issue. Like, I really don't have any doubts that he is, not many doubts. I mean, of course, nothing's 100%.
Setbacks can happen to anybody at any moment.
At any moment. But I do think if everything continues on the track that it's on, we are going to see him in uniform, and we are going to see him play again. The biggest question I have would be, is what you just said. What version of Aaron Judge do you get? And I guess the question that I would have too is, just his presence in the lineup does what to the rest of the guys? Even if it is a Aaron Judge at 70%, not locked in like you'd like him to be, but you slide him in batting second, you know, what does that do for Ben Rice, who got out to this unbelievable start this season? Does all of a sudden Aaron Judge's presence now elevate Rice once again? Is Bellinger back to 100%? And does the, you know, the insertion of Judge and Bellinger back into this lineup, you know, make them that much better? What happens to Spencer Jones?
Yeah.
Who
he's coming along a little bit.
You're starting to really see, I think, to some degree, the potential. But when guys get back, is there a spot on this team for him? So there's a lot of questions, but the biggest one I would have is what you just hit on, is what version of Aaron Judge do you get?
Yeah, and then also sort of the unnamed guy that we haven't mentioned.
Giancarlo.
Yeah, and it's another weird sort of, hey, he's been running the bases, but I don't really have an update for you on a timeline from Aaron Boone, which, again, it brings me back to, I do believe maybe they're just kind of bleeding clock here because they want to, he doesn't need a very long runway. We've seen sometimes he doesn't even go on a rehab assignment.
Yeah.
They just kind of throw him back in there. So it's like, all right, we know we're going to get him some at bats at some point, but we also got to make sure that when we get to October, he's ready to go and doesn't suffer some sort of setback. So it's kind of fine line of trying to thread that needle of when the right time for him is. Plus, obviously, he's going to be, I would think, almost exclusively limited to DH roles. You can't bring him back from being out since late April with a calf injury and expect that he's going to grab a glove and go play in the outfield. Maybe in October when push comes to shove, when you got to throw everything against the wall, it happens. But right now, you're talking about DH duties for him only. So I think, until they get a couple extra roster spots early in September, maybe they're just kind of pumping the brakes until we get to that point in time. But yeah, the construction of the lineup could look very different. You brought up Spencer Jones. I think the thing going for him and why there still could be a role is he's not just a guy that they're relying on to, you know, take a big swing and hopefully put the ball in the seats. He's a very capable outfielder as well. He plays and he can play all over in the outfield, but he's a very capable center fielder as well. Maybe there's not a need for that from a starting perspective, but if you're talking about an extra outfielder, and then, like, I know they added Ramos to the deadline, so maybe there's not a spot, but at least he offers you something beyond just being a guy at his size and strength that has the ability to run into a home run every now and then. So that's where I think maybe he has a little bit more versatility than we would have originally thought.
Watching him run the bases is like a giant on a little field. Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable. You think Judge is big, and he is, and I'm not even sure how much bigger or smaller he is than Judge.
I think height-wise they're similar, but obviously Jones is more of a, he has a trimmer body.
He's like
not
lanky.
Not as thick as Judge. Yeah, lanky's a good way to put it.